Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 12th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our goal is to share a message that will, well, we hope encourage you, but also give some biblical perspective and teaching. Today's message is titled, Complain or Rejoice. The two texts are both taken from Philippians 2:14 and Philippians 4, verse 4.
Do everything without complaining. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
I recently came across an interesting story that really, really touched me. Pastor Jack Hinton from New Bern, North Carolina, was leading music for a worship service held in a leper colony on the island of Tobago. There was time for one more selection. He asked for a request, and a woman who had been facing away from the pulpit turned around. Jack says, I saw the most hideous face I had ever seen. The woman's nose and ears were entirely gone. Most of her lips had rotted away. She lifted a fingerless hand in the air and asked, Can we sing Count Your Many Blessings? Overcome with emotion, Jack left the service. He was followed by a team member who said, Jack, I guess you'll never be able to sing that song again. Yes, I will, Jack replied, but I'll never sing it the same way again.
Well, can we ask you a candid question? Have you complained about anything thus far today? I'll give you a second to think about that. Well, we're speaking not only of verbal murmurings expressed to others, but also the complaining within our hearts. Now, a lot of you may have had a response that you're glad others couldn't see as I asked that question. And even as Stephen and we talked together, we've had about how many hours together this morning, and we found ourselves having to pray about a little grumbling that was going on just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So that's an honest confession.
Overcomings of life.
Now, life is jam-packed with opportunities to complain if we so choose. And I suspect this is true wherever we live, regardless of what situations we're going through or conditions we are living under.
Jim Gambini, a pastor friend of ours, made an interesting observation, actually many years ago, when he pointed out, essentially, complaining is accusing God of not doing it right. Let me read that again. Complaining is accusing God of not doing it right. Think about that statement in light of God's providential dealings in your life. Isn't the traffic jam ultimately under God's control? What about that annoying associate at work? If God really is in control, and we sure believe he is, complaining really is accusing God of not doing it right.
I want to read the scripture again slowly and ask you to listen very carefully. This is again this is actually from Acts 16:22-24. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks.
Try to imagine, even empathize with what Paul and Silas were experiencing, physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. Their exterior circumstances in this single experience is more traumatic than any trial I've experienced in over 55 years of life. Look at the key words describing their situation: attacked, stripped, beaten, severely flogged, thrown in prison, guarded carefully, an inner cell, their feet fastened in stocks. Now this happened in Philippi.
If anyone ever had uncomfortable and unwarranted conditions to complain about, well, they certainly did. Did they appeal to the Human Rights Commission? Did they threaten a personal injury lawsuit if medical staff refused to treat their potentially infectious wounds? Well, of course, we know they didn't, and likely would not have even if these options had been available in their time period. In fact, the very next verse tells us exactly what they chose to do. Do you know what that is before we share the answer?
We'll share the answer following the message. We want you to think about that. It's actually the verse that immediately follows the text in Acts 16, 22-24, or Acts 16, verse 25. I have a plaque that I gave to Brooksy many years ago, and I must say, she is not a whiner. I have a very positive outlook for a wife with a very positive outlook, but it says, "Thou shalt not whine." I have a picture of that posted on the site today. Well, Paul later wrote a letter to the church in Philippi, and gives two simple, straightforward commands. Keep in mind that it was Philippi that he had this horrendous experience recorded in our text. But these two commands, and they were the text Brooksine read in the beginning, do everything without complaining and rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Well, Paul sure had the credibility to make these statements.
Today we will say many words. In fact, a study was done with 43 people participating. The average number of words spoken was about 15,000 words in a typical day for women and about 500 less for men. I wonder how many of our words in an average day will compose thoughts that are uplifting, appreciative, encouraging, and empowering to others and ourselves. In checking our attitudes today, I ask you bluntly, am I going to complain, criticize, nitpick, grumble, whine, find fault, or nag? Or am I going to be cheerful, pleasant, agreeable, encouraging, and uplifting? Am I looking for the good in others and even in myself?
Well, I conclude with a verse. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that is a proclamation every single one of us can make this day and every day as we count our blessings.
Let's pray together. Father, we're told to do everything without complaining or arguing so that we shine like stars in the universe. We know that people are drawn to light where brightness is present and warmth is extended. Help our conversation to be full of grace, tenderness, light, and truth, so that we will positively affect those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, the verse that immediately follows, I told you, that text that describes the experience that Paul and Silas had in the prison, is this. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. I wonder what hymns they were singing. Yesterday we wrote about music in the church, and here they were singing. It would be neat if we had a video recording or even an audio of the songs that they sang. And I have a feeling we would be hearing men expressing victory in Christ, even in the midst of such terrible adversity. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber at DailyEncouragement.com. .net. That's our website, Daily Encouragement, all run together like one word, .net. This is the message we have prepared or sharing now on May 12, 2010, on a Wednesday morning, a really dreary, rainy type Wednesday morning here where we live right now. But we want to count our blessings, and we do have a number of additional resources on the site today. And mostly concerning that song, we have the classic singing of the song by George Beverly Shea, an instrumental version, a Smoky Mountain instrumental version, an interesting audio version, different words, but that same theme. And actually, there's a couple of others that are up there as well that if anybody's interested. We pray that God will give each of our listeners today a spirit of overcoming and the ability to truly rejoice in the midst of the inevitable adversities of life. Have a blessed, blessed day, and choose this day to rejoice rather than to complain.